welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Concepts App. Apple has scheduled its next Apple Watch Activity Challenge for June 5th in celebration of World Environment Day. This challenge encourages Apple Watch owners to fill their stand ring by standing and moving around for at least 1 minute during 12 hours that day. Apple did not hold an Apple Watch Activity Challenge to celebrate Earth Day last month, likely in an effort to encourage people to stay home and practice social distancing due to COVID-19. So this year marks the first Activity Challenge in celebration of World Environment Day. Activity Challenges allow Apple Watch owners to collect virtual trophies available through the Achievements tab of the Activity app on iOS. There are also special animated stickers that can be unlocked and used with messages and FaceTime. Apple Watch users will be notified about this upcoming challenge ahead of its kickoff date on June 5th, and you can check out the stickers you can unlock at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Joe Rogan has announced that his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, will become a Spotify exclusive starting later this year. The show is currently available on a variety of platforms, including Apple Podcasts, and a video version is posted to YouTube every week. As it stands right now, the Joe Rogan Experience is actually not even available on Spotify, but that changes later this year. Starting on September 1st, the show will be available on Spotify as well as other platforms. Then at the end of the year, it will move exclusively to Spotify. This includes the video version of the show as well, though some clips from interviews will still be posted to YouTube. The Wall Street Journal reports that the deal between Spotify and Rogan is worth more than $100 million. This signals a major acquisition for Spotify as it looks to boost its podcasting empire. The Joe Rogan Experience is one of the most popular mainstream podcasts in the world. It regularly sits atop the Apple Podcast charts, and it's currently in second place. Whether or not Apple even tried to outbid Spotify is unknown, but the company has taken a more hands-off approach to the podcast industry so far. Whether or not that changes because of deals like this remains to be seen, and it's also even unclear if many Joe Rogan fans will follow him to his new home at Spotify. We are sponsored this week by Concepts App. Concepts is available on iPhone and iPad, and it allows you to sketch ideas, create mind maps, design layouts, and communicate visually on an infinite canvas. With Concepts, you can draw with fluid, pressure-sensitive brushes using designer Copic colors that make every sketch look professional. Concepts Vector Ink is a powerful tool for creativity. Move your ideas around the canvas for brainstorming, explore design iterations efficiently, and enjoy endless editability of your work. Plus, you can drag and drop images, vector objects, PDFs, and other assets straight onto the canvas for fast concept work. And with everyone working remotely, you can pair the presentation mode in Concepts with virtual conferencing platforms like Zoom and Reflector for easy whiteboarding with the rest of your team. Finally, Concepts allows you to deliver your best ideas in flexible formats, including PDF and SVG, and work seamlessly with niche software like AutoCAD or Adobe Creative Cloud. You can learn more and get started today at concepts.app. According to the latest report from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, Apple might not include the wired EarPods headphones in the box of the iPhone 12 this year. This would naturally drive sales of Apple's second-generation AirPods, as customers would no longer be getting free headphones with their new phone. Kuo suggests that Apple might heavily promote or discount the AirPods this holiday season, with no new models of AirPods or AirPods Pro expected until 2021. Through Apple Retail, customers can buy a pair of EarPods for $29, and the base model AirPods start at $159. With second-generation AirPods being around 18 months old by the time the iPhone 12 launches, it is possible that Apple drops the price further to incentivize add-on sales. There have been rumors over the years that Apple would at some point include AirPods in the box with new iPhone purchases, but that doesn't appear to be what's happening here. Instead, Apple wants customers to simply buy AirPods whenever they buy a new iPhone. Apple has included headphones with every iPhone since the first generation. Apple also began bundling a 3.5mm lightning dongle in the box with the iPhone 7 to help users transition from the headphone jack. This lasted two generations but was removed from the box starting with the iPhone XS. Now, Apple is looking to apparently remove the headphones from the box as well. There are also environmental benefits for Apple to stop including the earpods with new iPhone purchases, since many of them end up going to waste. But ultimately, Kuo expects a big boost to AirPod sales later this year if Apple does not include headphones in the box with the new iPhone 12. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.